Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Grab your shovel and power up your backhoe because it's time to dig on into spring. From fertilizers to favorite plantings, this old house's landscape powerhouse, Roger Cook, will be topping off our garden beds with so many wheelbarrows and know-how that our thumbs might not just turn green, they might actually start growing flowers. And we're kicking it a little old school with traditional spring clean tips, but this time with vodka, nail polish, pantyhose, cooking spray, and more. And no, I didn't just get my grocery list mixed up with this show's intro. So get ready to get your grow on, and it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tile. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my beautiful wife, Teresa. And it is game day here for spring. We're ready to jump in, launch, grow.
We're ready to grow into spring.
I don't know.
We're ready to spring on into spring.
See, that's played. That's done.
Well,
that's done. I'm all about the new lines. I'm all about cutting new ground.
You are?
Breaking new ground.
Breaking ground.
Breaking ground, cutting through the earth.
That's good.
Front end loader.
Well, you did at our house for our play structure that we're building right now in our backyard.
Oh, man. We have been digging some dirt and some rocks.
We have been. You've been doing it more than I have, and Jack's been helping our two-year-old. Mark handed him a shovel, and he just got busy.
He did. He just, you know, there's a boy and girl difference. It's Lexi's shovel, and I've had to, like, kicking and screaming to
Lexi's
go do it.
Lexi's our nine-year-old, and she doesn't really have any interest in using her shovel.
Not so much with the landscaping arts.
No.
Jack grabbed it, started working with it. He threw it down immediately, but still,
but
he gravitated towards it. He gravitated towards all the tools.
And he's spending a lot of time playing in the, you know, in the site work, too, with all the rocks and everything, throwing them and exploring with them and being inside the earth. Like, he loves the earthwork like you do. Like, I think it's hereditary.
Yeah. Well, what's neat about it, and you've mentioned rocks a couple times, is we actually removed part of our driveway to create an earthen area for the playset that we're building. And what's underneath your driveway, it's probably underneath, is what's underneath ours, is an aggregate of rock that's like a 3 or 4 inch, I call it trap rock, but it can be called any different things. Anyway, it's steamrolled down, it's totally interlocked, and it's brutal to dig out.
Not for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing.
That's what you and Matthias were doing.
He was hating life.
Yeah, well, Matthias is pretty strong.
That's why he's the customer service enforcer.
He is our customer service enforcer. And also,
he elected himself
I just
that.
Have to say that I watched you and Matthias yesterday in the rain putting together our twisty slide. And let me tell you, now, Matthias knows, like he's been in a war. Like, he's been
he's a real, like, yeah, he's done some stuff.
He's like he looks like an action figure. As our friend Tim Williams said when we brought him to go listen to him play a few weeks ago.
Thanks for bringing Matthias and making all the other guys in the whole place feel inadequate.
Yeah, basically. Now, so he's a very strong man, and Mark's a very strong man, and they're out there in the rain putting together this twisty slide for hours.
I hasten to add, was donated to our playset project by Lowe's.
Yes, and it's an awesome slide, but the two of them, it's just funny because they could have built, they could have, like, re-roofed the house in the amount of time it took them to try to put together a twisty slide.
It did take a while. There's a
humorous
first time for it.
Well, I'm excited because we have an awesome guest on today's show that you've been fired up about all week.
You know, I got the wheelbarrow out and all this other stuff and the shovels, the questions and, like, I just want to have them around. Landscape powerhouse from this old house,
Roger
Cook.
He is a powerhouse, and that is now, I, I'm impressed with his strength.
Trisha,
I watch him on TV, and I know he is the strongest one of all of this old house guys.
And she's not making fun of anybody?
No, I am super impressed. Like, he looks, and it's not like, you know, Jason Cameron, who's on a DIY network show, he's a landscape guy.
Guy's totally ripping fit. He's gym fit.
He's gym fit. And there's a difference between, and Jason, you're handsome too, but there's a difference between gym fit and just like strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Roger exudes that kind of strength, but.
To me.
Yeah. And he.
And if you don't know who he is, he's the expert landscaper on This Old House, and he's been on for 20 years.
Yes, and he's a real deal landscaper, and that's what the other side of the coin that we're very excited to talk with him about.
We're super excited.
His craft.
And then also, I want to mention our free stuff giveaways. We're giving away a real wood, real fun playset, and 16 Rockwell power tools.
That, and if that's not enough to get you, it's $2,000 worth of portable and stationary power tools.
Awesome prize. So go to free stuff at myfixitoplife.com to enter to win. And you can also enter to win $700 in Hyde tools right now, which includes a pressure washer.
A pressure washer, a totally evolutionary, revolutionary pressure washer wand.
So if you're looking at your house and looking at your outside of your, you know, doing spring cleaning right now, and you need to freshen up, enter to win right now at myfixitoplife.com, and we will be
right back after we freshen up during this break. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Editions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
What a perfect day to play that right there. To tell the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa. And a very exciting show. And
Nation.
I'm saying it. Nation. We are in Fix It Up Finds.
We are in Fix It Up Finds, and I am psyched about Fix It Up Finds today because I'm going to lead off, you know, because ladies first and everything.
Oh, that, and you always do.
Well, I don't always go first.
Oh, yeah. You either go first or you tell me to go first by going first to then tell me to go first.
Well, maybe. But my thing is that my first Fix It Up Find is that I discovered that Gwyneth Paltrow and I are friends.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, when's she coming over?
So let me tell you why we're friends, right? Okay. So I've been somewhere like under a rock or something because I didn't know that she had this awesome website called Goop.
Well, there's only like, what, 4 or 5, maybe 10 websites on the internet?
Speaking of that, I have a girlfriend, Angela, that I grew up with and went to grade school with.
Uh-huh.
And we're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so Angela, the other morning I saw on Facebook status was that I got up early today and read the entire internet, and it's really not that good. It's her Facebook status. That was so awesome. Anyway, so Goop.com, check it out because it is pretty cool. It's got
what is it?
It's got everything on there that Gwyneth Paltrow knows about. You know, she travels around the world and she's famous and she's mm-hmm. been everywhere and she's gotten to do lots of different things. So she says, this is what she said to USA Today. I'm the person my friends call when they want to know, for example, I'm redoing this bathroom and I want a sink that looks mid-century. You know, where should I go? How do I make your recipes? You know, I thought that I want to do this. Where do I eat when I'm in Milan? And where do I shop when I, you know, what would you buy? Where would you take your kids if you're in San Diego?
If you're summering in Paris.
So she just put together this website, and it's like about a year ago it's been up, too. And you can go there, and she says it nourishes the inner aspect. And she says that because she felt like she had all this useful information and she's privileged enough to get it, so she wanted to share all the stuff she's gotten from her amazing, super fortunate life, which is awesome. And you know why it's called Goop?
That is actually a question that I have.
Yeah, I figured you would ask that.
Other than there's a G and a P, Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's part of it. She says that it's part of that, and she wanted something that means nothing and could mean anything at the same time.
Cool.
So then she also said that, you know, it's, what did she say? Where is the part where we're friends? Oh. She says that it would be a fun, creative way to share this with her friends. So since she's sharing it with me on the internet, it means that we are friends.
Don't worry, that doesn't sound terribly desperate at all.
No.
No, no, not at all. Let's just pretend we're friends.
Now,
Gwyneth Paltrow, central character in one of my favorite films, by the way. One you will never see.
What is it?
You don't even want to know.
Okay, so anyway, I want to tell you about my other Fix It Up find.
Please do.
Okay, so I didn't realize that I was missing something from the relationship I have with my kitchen counter until this week.
I bet you didn't.
You know, I have a good relationship with my kitchen counter. It's pretty. It's rich light. It's made out of Forest Stewardship Council certified paper. And I love it.
Yeah.
I do. But I didn't know that I could have a better relationship with my counter than it being a nice, hard, smooth surface to prepare food.
Right.
And that's, that it looks pretty.
That's basically what counters have done since they invented counters.
So Tim Dahl, our friend over at Charles & Hudson, did a post this past week at charlesandhudson.com about this research that Intel is doing on smart counters. And think about,
I already can – oh, no.
Now, they are so smart.
I can't keep up.
And they call the project is called Oasis.
So they're
developing the technology that a company then would employ to use in a countertop project. And it says that if you can, not only will it know that you put, like, food on the counter. So, for example, if you put, like, a tortilla and a tomato and an onion on the counter, it not only recognizes it, okay?
What it is.
But it'll give you recipes for how to cook those ingredients. But not only that, wait, there's still more, Mark. There's more.
We're going to get to Mark's Fix It Up finds in a future episode of my Fix It Up Life.
It will tell you what you have in your pantry.
Yeah.
That you need, like if you're missing some ingredients or if you need buy something, it'll put it on your store list. It'll tell you if it's in the refrigerator or not. Like it will, it's a smart counter.
Fascinating.
Yeah, like a total kitchen helper.
That is Star Trek, Star Wars, some kind of wars,
yeah.
Fascinating
technology. What will the Food Network do if our counters can do the work of inspiring us to cook?
Well, you know it's going to launch a Emeril video or some famous chef video. Who's the blonde guy doing the Aflac commercials? Anthony Bourdain. And they're going to show up and show you how to cook hot dogs and beans or whatever it is.
Inside my own kitchen?
Inside, you're going to be watching your counter.
I don't think I want that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's crazy. So what's your Fix It Up find? Because we have a couple minutes maybe left
for you.
We have
like a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two. And since we can only do one, I want to do this one because this kind of means a lot to me.
Okay.
In the minute we have left. Duracell.
Yes.
And bear with me while I weave this around to home improvement. Duracell, the copper top battery.
Yes.
Has a really cool program going on right now where a portion of the proceeds from specially marked batteries go to volunteer firefighters.
Oh.
Moreover, you can select which volunteer fire department you want the proceeds to go.
So you can go to your local one if you want it, or if there is a place that's having a problem.
Right.
You know, a disaster or something, you can have it go there.
Right, exactly.
Awesome.
So you buy a 10-pack, they give a dollar, or whatever it is. I don't know the denominations. But the reason that this is important to me, one, is obviously firefighters save our houses. But most firefighters that I've ever met are in the trades. They're carpenters, they're plumbers, or they are woodworkers, and they're
mm-hmm.
working on their own houses. So there's the tie-in, and here's the break-off, because we're going to one, and we'll see you after it with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From deck to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Editions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa, and a shopping list that's clean.
We do. We have a nice shopping list. You know, we were lucky enough to be able to go on our local NBC 10 show this week in Philadelphia.
That's right. It's Philadelphia's version of the Today Show for those of you listening nationally.
Yes, and there's a live studio audience. It's really fun. We love going on there. And sometimes we have the most fun in the green room. And this week, I learned the knee dance by 3.5-year-old Rio, the son of the chef
Rio.
That was on.
That's right. That's
I
right.
I did the knee dance.
He was totally cute, that kid.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was the highlight of, well, not saying that everyone else isn't awesome there, but he was the highlight of going.
Well, I mean, sometimes the kid charm just beats out everybody.
You know, it just does. You can't beat cuteness. But what we shared this week was uncommon ways to clean with common household items.
Right.
And they were a little bit fixated on the vodka aspect of the whole thing.
Well, yeah. Once we started telling them all the things that you can do with vodka, of course, everybody circled back around and let's have some fun, but the stuff's magic.
Well, we didn't actually reveal all of the things because they asked us if we could come back to reveal the rest of them. But we did reveal that you can use, price stickers are kind of frustrating to get off sometimes.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of glue they use anymore.
Yeah, amazing, never come off glue.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the guy who invented super glue died this past
week?
That's
right.
Yeah, that's sad. But anyway, so... Yeah.
Colbert had a joke. It's just...
Did he finally fall off the girder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you can put water and vodka in a little spray bottle and spray it on, or you can just put a little dab of vodka on your price sticker and let it sit for 60 seconds, and then it'll be easy to scrape off.
That's right. That's right. Also, if you've got a million glasses around after a party and the dishwasher's full, you hand wash them.
Yeah.
Stick them up on chopsticks.
Yes.
So the air can get under. Coincidentally, a similar way to make laminate countertops.
Yes, I know. And you also mentioned that on the 10 show, and you got looks of,
You lay the glued pieces together on dowels or an extension cord.
And then you pull them out and then...
And roll out the glue bubbles.
Yes. Well, the other things that we shared, too, that I think is really interesting is, you know, your good silver, that, you know, when you, after you clean it, when you store it, you want to store it with white chalk so it absorbs the moisture so that your chalk won't tarnish.
Right.
And also another little quick tip is that with metal that's in contact with water, like if it's outside or if it's, you know, like we have a cat dish at home that is totally rusty.
Yeah.
If you, like, do a clear coat on that, like with nail polish or something,
yep, it'll work
then it'll totally protect it from not getting rusty.
That's right.
Inside and out. But you know what?
I do know what. That's why I wrote you this note here.
It's a love note. It's a little heart with M and T in the middle.
He's going to be so psyched when he's involved in
but
this conversation.
But it's not this Mark, because we have another Mark on the phone right now.
Mark Hansen from Da Vinci Roofscapes. And, Mark, do we find you well today?
You do.
Hey.
I'm learning a lot.
Oh, you are?
I was listening in, and I'm excited about this vodka price tag cleanup program you guys are talking about. Try.
Yeah, yeah, and I bet you have a lot of price tags that are just bugging you to no end.
Well, you know, you run across them from time to time. I don't know that I have any cleanup at the moment, but I'm going to give that a try next time I have one of those sticky price tag remnants hanging around.
Well, I have to say too is that if you were there at the TV station with us, you would have just like been you would have had some good jokes for my husband because we had this table full of things, and the things they were using to clean are like nail polish and you know, nylon, like stocking.
Yeah, Mark, super macho.
And, you know, like all kinds of really very masculine things and, you know.
So, Mark, before we
And Mark's a very masculine guy. Like, he is huge, like, in the good sense of huge.
Yeah, hey, Mark, you're totally
You know, he could probably go toe-to-toe with Roger. Like, I think he can, like, I think Roger can, like, can remove a tree out of the ground with his bare hands because he's so strong. I bet Mark could do that, too.
Mark, are you into a celebrity death match with Roger Cook?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. You can hear him. He's leaving his phone now.
He is. He's so, like, see you later.
So, Mark, before we get into talking about Da Vinci Roofscapes, I do have one mea culpa. Last time we talked, I signed off your team, whoever it was, to be vanquished by the New England Patriots in the football playoffs. Whereupon, that very same week, the Patriots were dismantled by somebody.
Yeah, was it the Jets?
I think it was, because I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, so
I was shocked.
Yeah.
That was a shocking game.
Yeah, so why don't you just come to me next time you want to get your fantasy league going? I'll point you in the right direction.
So whatever Mark says,
right,
you do the opposite of whatever my husband says.
I was sitting through the whole thing thinking, Hansen is just going to be all over me.
Yeah, well, next time you pick a stock, you can come to me, and if I don't own it, you should buy it. and I'll come to you for the fantasy stuff.
Sweet.
That's so good.
Sweet.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about Da Vinci Roofscapes today because, you know, one thing that I've been doing a lot is playing with the color online color studio. And I just love
that. Awesome?
And that's the girl in me. But we're going to talk about more boy things, though, I think, with you today.
Well, we all live under a roof, Mark.
We
do. Where do you want to get started? We have a lot of things to go through.
Yeah, I think the color is worth talking about. But before we get to that, what I'd like to talk about today is one of our newer products that we really kicked off last year. It's getting a lot of traction, and that's called Bella Forte, and I think you guys saw it at the show. It's a really and truly a revolutionary design where we've taken a the same high performance polymers that we use in all our products, created a slate profile with this new design that allows us to manufacture the product with 30% less material than our standard products or any light products in the industry. Yeah,
didn't know that.
So, yeah, and the result is a product that's greener because we're using, you know, less resources. It's lighter now because, I mean, there's less material. It weighs less, so it's going to ship and more efficiently. But probably the biggest thing is we've now got a product that looks like real slate, is beautiful, has all, again, same high-performance polymers in the DaVinci product, but now the price point is in that, you know, the high-end asphalt range. So, the category is now opened up to a whole group of people that before might have thought it was a little bit too expensive.
Right, right.
And it's really, really exciting, and it's catching on. So it's been an exciting time.
I knew that Belaforte, while you guys were working on it, was more budget friendly. I didn't know it was that budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the payoff of 50-year warranty, massive impact resistance, like from hail and anything else like a hurricane might throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to steal your thunder here, but I've been reading about it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited over here right now thinking about it because...
If you're in the asphalt category price range, I mean, it's crazy.
How is that possible? I understand how it's possible.
Mark, can you just say everything you said again, starting after the Patriots?
But the thing is that for anyone who isn't familiar actually with DaVinci Roofscape that hasn't touched it, hasn't seen it, I mean, you can say it looks like slate, but it totally does. It totally looks like what it's supposed to look like, to the point where, like,
contractors come up
at our house
next to the pile and they say, "Wow. Look at this slate."
Exactly. And it really does. It really does look like the real deal thing.
So, Mark, you've talked about lower embodied energy, making it a greener product. It lasts for a bazillion years, greener product. It looks great. Now a price point. I mean, what else?
Well, you know what? On top of all that, now let's talk about the color. We've got some standard blends that I think are beautiful, slate gray, slate black, Milano, Cambridge, Sedona, Sabino. But beyond those, if you look at one of those blends and it's not exactly right, or if you just want to create something from scratch completely, you can go to this color designer that Teresa was just talking about on our website. It's so easy to use. So cool. You select the product that you're going to do. In this case, let's talk about Belaforte. You select Belaforte. Then you select the number of colors that you want in your blend. Do you want a two-color blend, a three-color blend, a four-color blend? And then once you select how many colors you want in your blend, you just go through and pick any four of our 49 colors, and the blend appears right on the screen. And then when you're ready, when you like what you see, hit print. It'll give you, you know, your custom color blend. It'll list the colors. You send that to us, and we'll create a custom blend for you for no extra charge.
That is absolutely amazing. And the thing, too, that is just so awesome about it is that, you know, when a lot of people, I think, when they think about, they have to replace the roof, oh, it's time to replace my roof, and then they just think that they're going to get what they always get or what everybody always has, is that it makes it accessible to be able to, like, visualize what your roof could really look like, because it's such a big part of the way your house looks is your roof. I mean, it's a big statement piece, I think.
Oh,
for your
it's
home.
A huge style point.
That's a great point. And probably like the most, underthought about. Does that make sense? Isn't it funny that in a lot of cases, the roof will represent half of the elevation, of the front elevation, yet a lot of people just forget about it.
Your last comment represents all of the break we have to take. We'll see you with more of my Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and it is not inconsequential at all what we're doing today.
I love that line.
I do. Yeah. Eric Stromer.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter, who knew?
And one of the 50 sexiest men in the country, according to People magazine.
I'm up for that next year.
You are. I think you were like 51. Man, maybe next year.
51 million.
Well, you know, I just want to get right into it because Mark is like giddy, like out of his mind. And not giddy is probably not a good word to describe it.
I'm excited to talk to our guest who is on the line right now.
Okay.
And we are joined by the exemplary Roger Cook from This Old House. Are you there, Roger?
I am. Good morning, Mark, and congratulations on being number 51.
51 million.
He's number one to me, though, so that's good, I think.
That's where it counts.
Where it counts.
There you go. How are you doing, Roger?
Doing great. Absolutely beautiful day. I can't wait to get out and work in the garden.
Oh.
Beautiful.
And you're going to work in the garden on your time off?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to ask you, are you ever inside? Because are you just...
Do you live outside?
Do you live outside?
I'm one of these people who go inside. I do one of two things. I either eat or fall asleep. So I like to stay outside more than I do inside.
And you're not in a warm climate either. So, like, is it year-round or is it, like, just in good weather that you're always outside?
No, I enjoy the winter just as much.
Okay.
You know, there's so many things to do in the winter that it's like downtime for us because, you know, you're not necessarily working, but it's a great time just to be in the outdoors.
Oh.
Nice. And I'm saying this for our listeners, not for you because you know who you are, but Roger's not just a guy on TV. He runs a real landscaping company and tree service, if I'm not mistaken. And are you and your guys, like, out plowing snow and so forth in the winter as well?
Well, we were smart enough to give up plowing snow about 6 years ago, but that was because we tend to work all the way through the winter. We build a lot of walls. We do a lot of tree work. We do a lot of clearing and excavation in the winter in preparation for spring. So I found that, you know, you don't make any money plowing, and it snows every weekend. So after 30 years of it, it was time to say, that's enough.
Wow.
Now, and I read, too, that you and your wife run your business together.
That's right.
Now, the question we get asked the most in our lives is, how do you work with your spouse? So I'm going to ask you, how do you work with your spouse and still stay happily married?
Well, we have a great formula. I'm the muscle and she's the brains. So it works out very good.
You set yourself up for it, Roger.
Yeah, it works out very well. You know, I have the perfect build for a landscaper. I have a strong back and a weak mind. So she takes care of all the details and I get to go out and have all the fun.
Can I tell you that that is something that my husband says all of the time to me, is that his strong back, weak mind.
Same.
It's a perfect, very nice thing to say, Mark.
Well, I hope it's at least true on my part. For Teresa's part, she is super smart. So
that's nice.
That is great. And now, so you lead me to a question. You said you're going to go work in your garden today. Do you mean vegetable garden? Do you mean flower garden? Both?
Both. Both. I'm going to plant some peas today and get those in the ground as the snow has finally left us and we can get those in early. But I have a whole bunch of pruning to do on some yews and some plants that were damaged by all the snow over the winter. And I just am in the beginning process of demoing my backyard. I'm going to do some fill and put a wall in and extend it out as soon as I get through Conservation Commission. So.
Right. So you're backed up to a wetlands or a forest?
No, I'm not, but you still got to go through the whole process.
Oh, I see. Well,
they worry that you're going to add material and cause flooding in the neighbor's yards.
I see.
Now, are you always working on your landscape at your home? Will you ever be finished?
No.
Okay.
No, most of the time my landscaping is a leftover landscaping. Simply any plant that's left over on the job comes to my house.
Oh.
This time I'm actively planning a garden for myself, something that I'll enjoy.
Oh, that's great. Now, of all the things that sort of fall under the bailiwick of a landscaper, everything from mowing the grass to landscape structures to drainage design and all the pieces in between, is there one thing that you enjoy doing more than the others or that you take to for whatever reason?
I think it's the planting because it changes. You know what I mean? You build a wall, it is what it is, and in the house you paint a room and that is what it is. It doesn't change, but you put a plant in the ground and they can change weekly, monthly, yearly. You know, there's just so many things that can happen. So I find that really exciting to work with. To work with plants and put them in so they look good, but also when they grow, when they get bigger, they look even better.
You know, watching you on This Old House and Ask This Old House, that very thing, not only your love for it, but your knowledge of it, absolutely comes through, and it's captivating to watch you, I guess metaphorically, bring a plant to life for a homeowner and share that with them. I think that's awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun, you know, to work with someone hand by hand and then watch their eyes light up when they get it, because everyone loves to do stuff around the house. We're all just afraid that we're going to break something or we're going to cost ourselves money. So once people understand what to do and how to do it, they just dive in with both hands, and it's great. And I think that's one of the things that you notice about the guys, Tom, Richard, Norm, that, you know, these are guys who have done this for a long, long time. And I think if they weren't in the trades, they'd be teachers, because that's sort of how they come across.
Sure. Well, I did get a note speaking of the guys on the show. I'm not going to tell you who wrote it, but this is a question for you. And it goes like this. Understanding that even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, how did you find the bulbs you planted last fall?
I don't understand the question.
This is from Kevin O'Connor, and he's giving you a hard time.
I can't believe you did that. You set me up with Kevin O'Connor, of all people, who wouldn't know a bulb from a banana bush.
I just asked Kevin if he wanted for us to extend any courtesies to you, and evidently the answer is no.
Well, first of all, you said the word courtesy, which isn't in Kevin's vocabulary. We did a thing where we were traveling around for ASH last year, and Kevin and I did a demonstration on how to plant bulbs. One of the things that I do is tell people, if you want a totally natural planting, you just take the bulbs and throw them. And whenever they land, they plant.
Oh.
So at that point, I started throwing things over my shoulder, behind my back, and Kevin started throwing them, and we really got into it and had a good time. So that's where that question came.
Oh, that's too funny.
But I will tell you this, as soon as it came time to plant the bulbs, Kevin was nowhere to be seen. So that's
Really plant them.
Beautiful. Love it.
Now, we see you on TV, and we see you, you know, outside of the projects. Do any of the guys that work inside the houses, like, come outside to help you off camera? I mean, how does it work off camera? Because we usually see you by yourself.
I am all outside of my lonesome, yeah, that's me. They don't let me in the house because I'm too dirty, and I'll muck everything up. But it's a relationship where if someone needs some help, everyone pitches in. You know, we've done things like carry a boiler in the cellar for Richard, help Tommy unload wood.
Mm-hmm.
I need something done outside. Tommy and Richard will give me a hand. You know, it's the way it has to be on a job site. Everyone has to work together.
Right. I love that. I wish we could see some of that, like outtakes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about the outtakes.
Because all of you guys... It seems like you guys all get along so well, and I can't imagine, like, the joking around and how just fun it must be to be there with all of you on the job.
It's like working with a bunch of brothers. You know, you needle each other a little bit. You have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. Now, from a technical standpoint, though, the landscaper and the general contractor, or in your case, the excavator, tends to need to work fairly closely with the GC, you know, for drainage, for the driveway, for any number of issues. And, you know, seriously, off camera with Tom, are you guys, or with Norm, are you guys kind of like, hey, we got to have a meeting, these different things need to happen, and it impacts the critical path?
Tom and I have been doing this so long, we're like on the same page. You know, I'll say, okay, I got to get this drainage in, how's that going to affect you? He'll say, okay, I got to do this. I got to get that foundation in. We got to get you in here to do that. And it's like like a baseball team. You know, right. You call in the shortstop or you bring in a relief pitcher. We know just which parts to put in to make the project keep going smooth. And that's the key to any project, as you guys know. No delays, everyone getting there, doing their job when they're supposed to get there.
And I just have to tell you, I can't not say this, but I'm in love with your voice.
Well, you cross a guy born in Maine with Boston for the rest of his life, and this is what you get.
I totally am. Like,
yeah.
I just am.
She's not making fun of you.
I'm not making fun in the least. I am in love with your voice. So.
Okay, I got a good one then for you. I park my car in Harvard Yard. Okay, you're only gonna get it once.
Say that for anybody.
Well, you know, my husband's from Massachusetts, and he doesn't have any kind of. He doesn't talk like that anymore, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they tell me that if I move to California, I'll be talking real gnarly and stuff at some point. But I don't believe that'll ever happen.
Not in your life.
Don't ever. That happen.
Oh, man. So we have one quick question in about the 40 seconds that we have left.
Yeah.
We planted a flower at the My Fix It Up Life HQ. It was about 3 to 4 feet tall. We think it was called Luciferus, and we managed to kill it.
Yeah, you know, that's a name I have never heard before. What color was the flower?
It was red and yellow.
Well, orangey yellow.
Maybe an orangey yellow.
And it was like a straight stalk, and, you know, it only had like one bloom on a stalk, and it was like 3 or 4 feet in the...
That's why we can't find it.
We can't find it.
So what was that
perennial
plant?
Or an annual?
It was a perennial.
Geez, it almost sounds like a dahlia to me, but...
It's not a dahlia.
No, it's not. And we have to go to break, too. So we...
No, we're getting an extra minute.
We are. We have an extra minute?
Well, let's do this. Let me research it, and the next time we talk, I'll have an answer for you. How's that?
You know, I have a picture of it at home. I will send it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will send it later on. And
that'd be great.
Because we love this flower, and we killed them, unfortunately, because of all the stuff that we do at our house, and we can't replace them. It's kind of
Lucifer stands for devil, so it was probably a devil of a plant to grow, right?
Actually, it grew great. Everything was great about it. We transplanted it, and something happened. This was a couple years ago, so I forget the details. But we would totally love to touch base with you on that.
We would.
I'd love to talk with you again. In the meantime,
yeah, give me the picture and let me do some research and find out. As you know, it's very hard to diagnose from this many miles away.
Oh, we need to have you over, too. And we need to take a break.
Roger, thank you very much. Enjoy your day in the Gadden. And we will be back with more Blooming, with more My Fix It Up Life.
God, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a...
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll
make... He will make it tight, and you're back inside my Fix It Up Life.
Nice slant rhyme.
You know.
Your English major's paying attention. Not a rhyme, slant rhyme.
Slant rhyme, yeah, Eric Stromer.
Yeah, and we're going to talk with him.
Yeah, we are going to talk with him.
Forthcoming appearance at the...
No, we haven't scheduled it yet. He's going to be there. We're going to be there. I'm trying
we're
to get it together.
Locking it down.
We're going to be at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in a couple weeks in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And we are going to be doing some live shows there.
Yes.
And we'll be at the Formica booth. I'm so psyched about that because they have so many new things coming out.
Formica is one of those brands that's become like Xerox, like Popsicle, that... It means one thing to so many people.
But it means, so much more.
They're blowing it out of the water.
Yes, they are. And also we'll be at Air King, too.
Yes.
And they're a Pennsylvania company.
They are.
Just
they're very
the
close
road.
To here.
They are. And we also will be at Marillette as well.
Love cabinets.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah.
I am so into built-ins. I can't even, like, describe it.
Built-ins made out of stock stock kitchen cabinet.
And I want to use their, what is that called? The Corguard?
Corguard.
For the cabinet that we want to do for the litter box,
mm-hmm.
which is not what it's designed for over there at Marillette. It's actually designed, you know, in your sink.
It's a sink-based cabinet.
And if you have, like, all of your cleaning products and stuff that you store under your sink and something tips over and it's a mess and blah, blah, blah.
A pipe leaks.
They actually have something. It kind of looks a little bit like a... the tray underneath where you would wash dishes. What's that
by
called?
By hand.
Yeah.
I don't know what that thing's called.
There's like a little tray, but it's actually, it's inside the bottom of the cabinet, and it's on like little, what are they called?
Ridges.
Ridges. So everything stands up, but then there's a place if something spills, it'll gather all of that stuff and not make a mess.
And it's rubber or polymer or something like that. So there's no wood to absorb the whatever spills to consequently rot or otherwise be damaged.
So and then cause a problem. You have to clean it up. I don't like to clean up
messes. It's ideal in a bathroom, too. Same kind
bathroom,
of thing.
Kitchen, yeah. Yep. And we'll be at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Kitchen and Bath Show.
I am so excited. I wish we were working on a kitchen project sometime soon. We're working on bathrooms. I'll just shop for maybe something else, maybe for a client.
We're doing 1 to 3 bathrooms this year, so.
I think we narrowed it down to 1 to 2 bathrooms, actually, in the last couple of months.
Yeah, the plans change. The ever-evolving remodeling critical path at the My Fix It Up Life HQ.
It's always evolving. Everything's always evolving.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that sort of leads into, like.
What's that?
If you are doing a project, we have found over time a couple tips that a lot of people kind of. When you're working on your own house, you kind of don't realize that you've got to change some things you're not aware you do every day. Like if your bathroom is in your driveway, you can't really start work at 10 and then walk the dog for an hour on a leisurely stroll.
Now, like, for everyone who doesn't understand what Mark's talking about, your bathroom is in your driveway. That's an unintentional thing. That means that you demoed your bathroom and you have no bathroom and you want to put in a bathroom.
Yeah, it's I can see where that would be construed otherwise.
It's not
otherwise.
That you actually want a bathroom in your driveway.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
That's
why
we watch renovation reality shows.
That's one, and then there's another one with a family that.
And they're always sad because people never finish their projects, and then they fall down, and things get dented or.
The issue is always the same. They overestimate their skill set, they underestimate their budget, and they vastly underestimate the time things take.
Yes.
And yeah, it makes for great dramatic TV and ha ha and all that, but. For people in real life who really want to get projects done, you got to plan. You got to think about it.
Yeah, think things through. And planning is important for everything that you do in life. And it saves you so much frustration. That's the point of My Fix It Up Life is that, you know, we want you to succeed in your projects. We want you to enjoy your life.
Yeah.
We want you to enjoy your family and your home. Be proud of what you do and not be frustrated about it because there always is something.
Because it's going to happen anyway.
You always have to go back to the home improvement center because you forgot to get one more screw or you have the thing that's the wrong size.
Or you open up a wall and you find that the studs are rotten.
Oh, or like, you know, our babysitter, Tara.
Mm-hmm. Do I know this story?
I don't know if you know this. Her sister painted her room.
Right. This doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, she went to all the trouble. She painted her room purple. She went and got paint. She didn't have enough paint. She went back. So she brought the thing back to get the same color paint. They gave her the wrong color paint. She painted at night. So she had her room two different purple colors. And her dad was out of his mind because they sold her the wrong color paint and she didn't know.
Yeah.
So there's always a frustration that happens.
Yeah. So what successful projects have, the ones that you're happy with and proud doing, are you sort of short-circuit the stuff that's going to happen by sort of changing your daily habits. You can't take the dog out for a leisurely walk if you have no windows in your house, you know?
And you have no windows in your house. Why, Mark? Because you took them out? Why would you take all of your windows out?
No, one window.
Okay.
Whatever. Your kitchen's gone. I'm trying to be like, cast a wide net here.
That's a wide net. If your bathroom is in your driveway,
I know someone who did that.
You know who would happy?
And you know what? Where I get this?
You know who would be happy if his bathroom was in the front yard and he had no windows?
No.
Roger probably wouldn't even mind because he wants to be outside anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But over the course of the years where I've been contracting, I've actually hired homeowners who had the time to save money on their budget to work with me on projects they hired me for. And I've seen it. Hey, man, I tore my bathroom apart or my basement. And, oh, no, like I got guests coming over in a week. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So.
But, you know,
it happens all the time. Tom Silva's talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big deal.
Well, the other thing we see a lot on the shows is demo. And demo is something that you don't want to attack with a sledgehammer.
This is my mantra.
You know, when do you use a sledgehammer?
There's one time inside a house that I've used a sledgehammer.
Besides using it as a weapon.
Yeah, besides running around in my Thor costume. By the way, that movie's coming out. It looks fantastic.
We'll be live streaming that sometime.
Oh, yeah. Mark in his Thor costume. I can't even lift up the hammer of the
gods. Matthias would be better Thor, actually.
He would be a better
Thor. He looks like a Thor. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he could play the role.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever used...
You'd be better like Batman or something.
Oh, I'd love to be Batman. Yeah. Batman Rising is being shot in Pittsburgh, by the way.
Moving on. So what were we talking about?
The only time you use the hammer of the gods inside...
Yes.
...is that I've ever found is to crack up a cast iron tub that's too big or too heavy to get out of the house and not valuable enough to keep.
Yes.
Cast iron is brittle. You want to wrap it in a drop cloth first because the porcelain will just go like shrapnel.
Yes.
That's the only place.
Otherwise, you're going backwards. You want to take everything apart the opposite way of that you built it.
The opposite direction the fasteners pointed.
Yes.
So for a plaster wall, you pull it down.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're doing both sides, you can push it, but from the back.
So you don't want to, like, what you see on TV where people, like, jump into their walls and kick things down and...
You're going to jump into a water pipe, and just let me say this now.
We don't want you to get hurt.
One, we don't want you to get hurt. Two, you better know where the water main is. And three, you better hope it works.
Unless it's not your house and your family lives there, don't do that, please.
Yes.
And, you know, write us on Facebook or send us a tweet or something if you've uncovered some kind of... You know, frustration or problem, or you know a friend who's done one of these things.
Hey, sure.
I want to know.
Tell us the horror story.
I want to know.
We love train wrecks too.
We do. We just don't want you to have that personally.
So yeah, make fun of your friends. You email us at info@myfixituplife.com, and don't forget to win. Tell us why.
Don't forget to win prizes.
Yeah.
Go to free stuff at myfixituplife and check out what's up for grabs and enter to win because we do want you to win and we do want you to follow us on Twitter and go to YouTube and check out the latest video. It's a cute 1-minute video we did about building a playset at the Craftsman Experience.
Follow us on Facebook
and
tune in next week
for
another rousing rendition
of My Fix It Up Life.
Back at me, it might be an idle conversation piece, it might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see, it might be first date on a city street, it might be a kiss that brings me to my knees, it might be a digital top to a tree and I. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. Dress walking up to me. It might be the sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Yeah.
be grandkids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be lifelong love to guarantee. And I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix-it-up life. Into my fix-it-up life. Into my fix-it-up life. My crazy fix-it-up life. This is our fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life.